The ceremonial last steel beam was hoisted to the top of the 12-story hospital just after 2 o'clock Monday. Women and Children's Hospital President Allegra Jarrow says the old Bryan Street facility is wonderful. But Jarrow says the new hospital will have many benefits, including patient rooms large enough for parents to stay with their children.
And in addition to that, we've already been able to see significant increases in recruitment of excellent physicians and nurses into the community who either grew up in Buffalo and wanted to come back and were looking for that opportunity, or are from, you know, Boston or California or someplace else in the country, and see what's happening on this campus as a whole and with the medical school and want to be part of it.
Kaleida Health President and CEO Jody LeMayo says it's surreal to be a part of a project the community fully supports. LeMayo says the new Children's Hospital at Ellicott and High Streets will create a lot of efficiencies.
To be right attached to the Buffalo General Hospital, to have the Conventus building with our physicians right on site. So lots of efficiencies that we'll be picking up. I think from a quality of care perspective, being in a new building, believe it or not, with state-of-the-art facilities and technology is all the better for all of us.
LeMayo says the $297 million project is on time and on budget. He says the new John R. O'Shea Children's Hospital is set to open in just under 2 years. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.